This is the Money Unleashed podcast, a look at the financial issues facing investors and those getting ready for retirement. Here's the president of the Hoffman Financial Group, Chris Hoffman, and his co-host, Randy Cook.
Things change. We talk about adjusting. You know, Chris, if you've listened to the show over the last 3 years, not a big fan of mutual funds. And then last week you come out and say, well, now things have changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody talks about index funds, and index funds have been a great thing as long as the market is going up. The market goes down, you get tested a little bit. Well, Jim Cramer, the guy from Mad Money who does all the sound effects and everything on CNBC, had some interesting things to say just this past week about index funds. He said, first, I'll set this up. He said, there's three different kinds of companies right now. There's big companies that have taken a hit, but in the long term, they're going to recover. They're going to be fine. Then there's another set of companies, and these are companies that have made adjustments right now. They are helping you through this. They are moving their products to service you in this new world that we're in. And then there's a category that depends on crowds to survive. And those companies are in real trouble right now. So he said, with that in mind, why buy an index fund with all of that in it?
Stop circling the wagons around index funds here. If you want to invest right now, you have to own some stocks from the second bucket, the COVID winners. And whenever the market gets slammed, you can buy members of the first bucket, the big businesses with deep pockets. But the third bucket, the losers, I think you have to sell them to any strength that we had this morning or yesterday. They're too toxic to own. And unless we get a vaccine real soon, they're going to stay that way.
He has a way with words, doesn't he?
Yeah,
so,
he does.
Very interesting, though. I mean, this goes along with what you've been saying, Chris, is that things change. You've got to be kind of nimble and you got to be in touch with your advisor.
So being in touch with your advisor is the key. You've got to be able to pick from a broad basket of equities. In this case, Cramer's talking about stocks. So, you know, what companies can you choose that have adapted to this new norm and may take advantage of this kind of new economy we're in? Companies like Walmart, Amazon, they're up for the year. Mm-hmm. Opposed to retail stocks like Macy's and L Brands that require these crowds to survive, that Cramer's waving his hands in the air and saying, you shouldn't have any part of these. And I agree with them. Mm-hmm. So you should be picking individual stocks if you have an IRA or a non-qualified taxable account. If you're in a 401k and you don't have the ability to move it to a brokerage link connection where you can buy individual stocks, and you have to choose among their portfolio mix, instead of index funds, possibly look at their actively managed mutual funds in there. And we talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. So right now, index funds, I would put them on the shelf. They're good options, but not right now when we've got such a divergence of sectors and we see some companies and some industries really suffering and taking a big hit.
And this is things that you probably don't know unless you look at your prospectus, and nobody looks at their prospectus. Nobody dives in and does that. That's why we have a financial advisor. And if you've gone through this without some financial help, you might kind of feel like you're out there like Tom Hanks adrift someplace and you don't know where you're going. And we would love to be able to help you with that and just give you an analysis of what's going on right now. You may wonder, you said, I put this money in here because I thought this was kind of an all season, all weather kind of thing, and it didn't turn out that way. Give us a call at the Hoffman Financial Group, 404-341-6767. We'll do that analysis for you. We'll peel back the onion and say, look at there. You've got Delta in here. You've got Macy's in here. You've got JCPenney in here. You've got Exxon in here. And that's what's holding you back right now. Let us show you some alternatives. 404-341-6767. And for those companies that are in that third level that we're talking about here that depend on crowds, there are some dire things out there. This is Jan Niffen, and he's a retail expert, and he's talking about restaurants and malls. Somebody really said just recently, this could be the death of the mall.
I think that tsunami that someone mentioned is real. We're going to see a lot of bankruptcies, both in restaurants and in retailing. And that's inevitable. I mean, if there are 600,000 plus restaurants, we could see 100,000 close. If there are 500,000 stores, we could see 30,000 close. I've been saying to you forever that we're going to see 300 malls fail. Now I think we could see 400 or 500 malls fail.
And just this week, Simon Malls decided they're going to open up some of the malls here in the Atlanta area, like Lenox and that. I wonder how many people are going to be going and how long it will take for our psyche to start moving back there. But think of all the small businesses that are in those malls, Chris. They may not be able to make their rent in May. They might have had trouble in April. This is going to add to a lot of those big boarded up places at the mall, and there's no store in there.
Yeah, and it's a domino effect. If 400 or 500 malls close, all those stores need to reallocate. Where do they go? Where do they sign their next lease? Mm-hmm. And they're struggling. You know, there's a lot of companies, especially even big companies, actually. I was going to say small companies, but even large companies have decided, I'm not going to pay my lease. And that's a trickle-down effect throughout the economy. Mm-hmm. But if we had 400 or 500 malls go under, that wipes out retail to a large extent. So individual investors need to protect themselves, not just in, you know, when I said Macy's and L Brands, but all the other companies that are affected by a Macy's and an L Brands potentially going under and or going into private equity. Mm-hmm. Let's say they stay in existence, but they take a hit, they get delisted, they go into a private equity type of situation. What other ripple effects do they have on the malls? And it's a different world we're living in. So, you know, instead of figuring it out right now, know that this virus that we've had has changed the way the world purchases product. And don't rush into it. Don't stay in it. Back away from it right now. And let's see the way this plays out. You know, one of the concerns that I have is a lot of investors out there will hold stocks that they've had for long periods of time because they're used to it. And it may pay you a dividend, but those dividends aren't guaranteed. So as these companies start to struggle, they'll suspend or cancel their dividends. And if you've lost money in the stock and they cancel the dividend, that's a really tough double hit. And you don't want to have to sell your stock after that event. So you got to watch these retail environments. You have to watch the malls. And you got to keep your portfolio balanced to the sectors and the industries that can best serve you in this new economy.
Thanks for listening to the Money Unleashed podcast with Chris Hoffman. To find out more about the Hoffman Financial Group, go to unleashyourmoney.com and join Chris for his radio show, Money Unleashed, Sunday afternoons at 5 on WSB Radio Atlanta.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., and WSB Radio are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same result. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia, number 163546.